Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corsonals, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. Hey, we want to thank you for subscribing to the Authentic Health Coaching Show today. And so we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. And you can get it for free at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Stephanie Mansour. And Stephanie is one of the top health and fitness trainers in the United States. She's based in the Chicago area. And you've probably seen her on CNN and many other news sites and TV sites as a frequent lecturer on fitness and why it's so important to put fitness into your life and some easy ways that you can incorporate fitness into your daily life and have fun with it. And today on the show, Stephanie really talks about confidence, developing that confidence within so that you love yourself, you love who you are, and that fitness just becomes a part of your natural lifestyle. And so many people out there, they hate how they look, they hate how they feel, and they hate their bodies. They're not happy with what they have. And that's okay. It's okay to be unhappy, because that's a sign that you can make some changes. And Stephanie really shows you in this interview today how you can make some powerful changes really simply, really easily, in your health and your fitness. So take great notes, enjoy the show, and make it an amazing day.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for coming on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about you and your background and why you got interested in fitness?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Tom. And the reason why I started getting into health and fitness is because, growing up I was always a very active, tomboy. And when I got to college, that's when things kind of went downhill. I suffered from severe anxiety and had a horrible time sleeping, and I had low back pain ever since I was 11 years old, I'm being a dishwasher, and everything was kind of just like collapsing in front of me health-wise. So I was able to get off of my prescription anxiety and sleeping pills after I started doing yoga once a week, and then I stopped going to the chiropractor after I started doing Pilates once a week, and I started losing, the freshman 15, which in my case was the freshman 20 that I had gained. I started losing that by starting an aerobics TV show in college that forced me to actually exercise every day like I had been doing, previously when I was a kid, and also becoming a little bit more in tune to my body and, how I felt after I had a whole bag of Doritos versus a huge plate of vegetables.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So after doing that, I decided I wanted to pursue a career in television. So I worked in television for a couple of years and then decided that the only way to really get my message, which was, holistic living and taking your life and your thoughts into your own hands, was to start my own thing. So I started Step It Up with Steph in 2008 and got all of my certifications, yoga, Pilates, personal training, and life coaching, and have just, created my whole spiel and gone from there.
Awesome. So tell me, what does holistic fitness mean to you?
Holistic fitness to me is all about the mind-body connection. So I was actually just talking with someone this morning. Let's say we're talking about working out, you could go into a gym and just kind of go through the motions of the equipment and the treadmill and, cardio and weights, or you could be a little bit more conscious and mindful about how you're doing these things and maybe using less weight, but really feeling, your biceps more when you're doing a bicep curl. Or in regards to eating, being really mindful and aware of how you feel after you eat a cupcake. Do you feel like a sugar high and maybe a little bit bloated and lethargic from the fattening carbs and sugar? Or do you feel energized like you do after you eat a protein smoothie? So when I say holistic, I really mean like your body and your mind as a whole united together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because that term is used so much, and I think a lot of people kind of get confused, like, what does holistic actually mean?
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people think it's, like, really alternative or maybe, really far out there, even sort of, like, hippie-type concepts, like, again, I'm using, like, generalizations and stereotypes, but You know, to me, it's really a little bit more like mainstream and accessible to everyone, you know, regardless of any of your beliefs or, you know, habits. It really is necessary in order for you to be completely fit and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, the mind, the body, they're so connected. And, you know, self-esteem is obviously a big issue for people, and self-confidence when they're talking about a workout plan or losing that weight like you talked about when you were in college.
Right.
So tell us about that. Like, how does our self-esteem affect our workout plan? How does our body affect our self-esteem?
Right. Well, so the really big thing that I feel sets me apart from other health and fitness experts in the industry is that I focus on what's going on inside first and then focus on what's going on outside. So, you know, I don't want to Band-Aid the problem. I want to, like, get into the wound and figure out why we need a Band-Aid in the first place, you know. So I really focus on how people feel about themselves and about their bodies because, you know, Tom, if I, like, hated you, I wouldn't be nice to you. Or if I was nice to you, you know, maybe I'd bring you a treat once in a while, but I wouldn't actually, like, genuinely deep down be nice to you all the time if I didn't like you. So same thing with your body. If I don't like my body, why would I be nice to my body? You know, maybe I would for a 7-day diet plan. You know, I'd follow it very rigidly and be really strict. But after that, how am I going to maintain any weight loss or any positive effects that I felt from that? I really need to like myself and love myself and want to care for myself first. And then my healthy eating and workout plans will stick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's so true. It's like if you had a spouse and you told your spouse, you know, you're not that important and, you know, I don't really like you that much, you know, obviously they wouldn't stick around. And if you,
right.
A lot of people, but they have those inner feelings, inner thoughts about their body. And so they
right.
don't make the positive changes that they know they should be making because they have those bad feelings and emotions attached to it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, to anyone who says to me, oh, you know, the emotions don't really affect, you know, what goes on the outside, you know, when everyone's been excited, and when you're excited mentally, you know, your body responds. So whether that be butterflies in your stomach or, you know, heart racing or whatever, you know, you physically feel something if you're really excited. Same thing if you're really sad. You don't see people crying, you know, standing up really, really straight. You see people crying, hunched over, you know, like their heart is, like, physically collapsing because their chest is collapsing. And, you know, we really, what's going on mentally is really being shown physically in everyone.
Absolutely. So you start with the mental then. So what are some of the things you start with to get people to build that self-confidence and that healthy posture and healthy attitude?
Yeah, good question. So so how I normally start with people is I figure out, so most, you know, women will come to me and say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. And I say, okay, great. Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Oh, I have this event in a few months, and I just really need to look hot in my dress, you know. Okay, well, what's going to happen after the event? You know, oh, well, I'm not sure, but hopefully I'll just keep the weight off. So to me, you know, you want to lose 10 pounds, there needs to be, like, a deeper reason, and it can't just be that you want to lose 10 pounds. So I dig deep and find out what would that mean to you if you lost 10 pounds. Well, I'd feel more confident in my clothes, or I'd feel more sure of myself when I'm asking for a raise, or I'd feel more, you know, sexy towards my spouse or towards men, or, you know, whatever it is, but it all comes back to feeling more confident and, like, self-assured, you know? That's why everyone wants to look and feel better. So to me, I don't want your goal to be that you're losing 10 pounds. I want your goal to be, hey, I want to feel more confident. I want to feel more self-assured. I want to have more energy. You know, these are not things that we can tangibly measure on a scale like we can with pounds, but they're more profound and impactful because they're feelings that we can feel, you know? So that's necessary to, like, really excavate, you know, underneath the losing 10 pounds and see what you actually really want first, and then jumping on board the workout and eating plan. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I've started working with clients who have started with New Year's resolutions, you know, a 10-item long list, and they've completed all of the resolutions except one, and that last resolution is, I want to lose 10 pounds because I hate the way I look. And, you know, they come to me in October of that year and say, why has this one come true? You know, and I say, well, why, you know, we're looking at this in a negative way. Like, you're hating on yourself. So, you know, you're not in sync. Your mind and your body aren't in sync. So let's get in sync. And sure enough, the first client who came to me, like, with a situation, within a few months, she had lost it. She had lost her weight. And more than the weight, you know, she actually felt really good about herself just from us tweaking how she presented the goal to her mind. Mm-hmm. So what you say to yourself is really powerful, and how you say it especially.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are some tips and tricks that you have for changing the way that you talk to yourself?
For changing the way you talk to yourself?
Yeah, the inner voice that we all have that says, you know, you can't do it, you're not going to lose the weight, you're ugly. You're not important.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's a really powerful voice. So a couple things. One, you know, when people first become aware of how they're talking to themselves and when they see themselves doing it over and over, you know, it's really easy to get annoyed and even angry with yourself. So the first thing is having compassion for yourself. So just as, you know, you wouldn't have a best friend tell you that you look fat or tell you that you're ugly or tell you that you shouldn't wear this clothes, this outfit, because you can see all of your, like, stomach rolls. You know, you shouldn't be saying those types of things to yourself. Even if you think that, you should try to stop yourself. But if you don't stop yourself, you need to also have compassion, because you're learning and you're changing, and it's a process. So, number one, don't beat yourself up over the negative self-talk. Just recognize it and try to replace it with positive self-talk. So the second step is, you know, how do we put that positive self-talk into our brains and into our everyday life? And I really, you know, take a kind of in-your-face approach to this. I have all my clients write down on sticky notes parts of their bodies or parts of themselves that they like or that they wish they liked. So let's say, you know, your stomach may not be flat right now, but you want it to be flat. So I say right on a sticky note, I love my flat stomach. And then put that in your bathroom mirror or put that somewhere where you see it every single day, and you continue saying it to yourself. And it may feel like you're lying to yourself at first because you actually don't like your stomach, but what we're trying to do is reprogram your subconscious, because psychologically your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what you've actually experienced and what you say to yourself. So if you constantly tell yourself the same thing over and over and over again, you're going to believe it and you're going to act like that's true. So if you start believing that you have a flat stomach, you're going to want to do crunches, or you're going to want to work out more, you know, because you like it. You're believing that it's flat, so you're acting like it is. So, you know, at first people, Tom, you know, have a hard time grasping this, and they still just, you know, okay, Steph, I'll put the sticky notes up, and they do it. But after, you know, a month of working with me, they normally come back and say, wow, this is really helping me. I'm using sticky notes for everything, even related to things, you know, that you're not helping me with. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to just use that to reprogram your head.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's so important, is making your environment support you. And by putting the sticky notes out there, you're constantly reminding yourself, you know, that you need mm-hmm. to change your focus and change your thoughts on what you really want instead of on what you don't like about yourself. And, you know, it's
right.
Like you could have two people listen to this interview with you, Stephanie, and say, and they're both overweight, and one of them, and they both say, you know, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and get that flat stomach and, you know, feel really great about myself. And one of them will go and do it, and they'll be so successful, and they'll be so happy. And the other one will start, and they'll quit. And the only mm-hmm. difference is their subconscious. You know, we mm-hmm. our biggest obstacle is ourself. We always self-sabotage ourselves and hold ourselves back from what we really want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and there are so many reasons, too, especially in regards to weight loss, you know. Just talking to some clients, some examples, people, you know, are sometimes afraid to lose weight or afraid to work towards having the body and the life that they want because it's going to change possibly other people's perceptions of themselves. Or let's say you constantly talk to someone about your weight, and that's the basis of your relationship. And once you are happy with your weight and you don't want to talk about that anymore, what's going to happen to your relationship with that person who that's all you talked about this? with. You know, so there's some fear in losing relationships or having relationships change because you change. And, you know, that's just one example of a lot of different ways that we do stand in our own ways. And it's not like we need to get mad about it. It's just we haven't really thought about how we're sabotaging ourselves. And so it's important, you know, to reflect that, especially with, you know, people who are, like, holistic, like you and myself, because, you know, we get how hard it is to get out of your own way, you know, especially if you don't even know that you're in your own way.
Right.
So, exactly.
Well, and you're so right that relationships do play a huge role in it. You know, sometimes there's a lot of people out there that will just enable you. You know, they'll say, oh, it's okay.
Right.
You know, don't worry about it. You don't really have to try that hard. You don't have to go to the gym today.
Right.
You know, eat this
right.
cake for dessert. And
right.
it's not that they mean to hurt you. They don't. They love you and they care about you, but that's just their habits and that's just what they do. And they kind of hold you back because they don't push you to that next step like a coach would or a fitness trainer would.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I also tell people, too, when other people may say those things to you that might bring you down or may not, you know, support you as much as you want to be supported, it's because they want company. Too sometimes, you know, they want to feel okay that they didn't work out that day, because if you didn't work out, it's not so bad if they didn't work out. Whereas if you did work out, you know, and didn't go to happy hour with them, then they're going to be, oh, well, shoot, I guess I have to go to the gym now, or oh, I'm not going to go to the gym. Oh, she's so much better than me, or, you know, whatever. Like, it's their issue. It's not yours necessarily when they're not supporting you, you know. It's not that they don't want to support you. It's that, you know, everyone has their own baggage and everyone has their own issues, so.
Absolutely, and it takes courage to step up and, you know, mm-hmm. especially in front of your friends. I mean, standing up in front of people who don't like you or you don't like, that's not that hard sometimes, you know. Sometimes you just want to stick it to them, right? But
right,
sometimes
right.
when it's your best friends, your closest friends, or your family, that's when it's,
uh-huh.
it can be so hard to, you know, step up anyways and just do, you know, lose the weight or keep the exercise program going
right,
when you've got other
right.
people who aren't supporting you that are so close to you.
Yeah. And you know, Tim, it's funny because I remember when I was in college, it was my senior year of college. So, you know, everyone's going out every night. And there was a yoga class. The yoga class I was taking was at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. And, you know, so that meant I couldn't really go out on Friday nights with my friends. And I remember at first I was getting such a hard time from them, like, what, you're going to yoga, you're going to work out, blah, 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 you know, and they just didn't get it, and it's not that they wanted to make me feel bad or not support me, it's that they really wanted me to come out with them, and they knew they weren't going to wake up early and go to the gym, so, like, why am I going, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the reason why I continued going is because I valued myself, and I valued my yoga so much, because I felt, you know, how much it was changing me. It was helping me with anxiety and sleeping and everything, just, you know, overall. And when I kept choosing to say yes to myself and to take care of myself, I was seeing, you know, positive changes in all areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. And that goes back to the holistic aspect that it's all connected.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it really does pay, you know, to be strong and to be committed to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think it's all about knowing what your priorities are. You know, a lot of people,
right.
they just don't know what their priorities are, so when their friends say, hey, come out and party with us and skip your yoga class, a lot of people will just do it because they don't know what their priorities are. They haven't written it down. They haven't really thought about it.
Right, right. Yeah.
So
yep.
is goal setting a big part of what you do as well?
The goal setting or, like, writing down your priorities?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually – so that's – I have my clients create a mantra, and I also talk about this a lot for people who follow me on Facebook or in my newsletter, setting a mantra. So this positive, you know, kind of story that you want your life to be like. So you have the flat stomach. You have the energy. You're working out X many times a week. You're eating, you know, this, you know, every few hours or, you know, whatever your plan is, like, you feel great because you're doing these things. And you repeat it to yourself a few times a day like it's actually happening right now so that you continue reprogramming your subconscious. So that's how I work with goals. and then the priorities, you know, one of my big priorities is figuring out, as we were talking about, Tom, like the people in your life. So who is your support system? Who are your cheerleaders? And, you know, it may be that the people close to you are not. So it's in your best interest to maybe not share certain things with them if you don't want to be dragged down. So really picking and choosing who your support system is and having them help hold you accountable, not necessarily just to, like, a workout or just to, you know, an eating plan, but holding yourself accountable to yourself, you know, and helping empower you to make decisions on your own, you know. Like, well, if you don't want to come meet me for dinner and you'd rather go to the gym, you know, that's fine. I'd like to meet you for dinner, but I totally understand if you feel like you need to go to the gym and if you just want to, like, honor your commitment to yourself, you know. That's the kind of support we want. At times, yes, we want someone to say, you know what, forget about this, go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. You know, someone to be more forceful, but you don't need that all the time. You just need to know that the people and your support system have your best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and I think it also goes to kind of this concept of, like, social proof or social support, is that when you tell people what your goal is, to lose that weight or to get that flat stomach or whatever your goal is,
mm-hmm.
And it's like you have to do it because you're, like, committed to it because people actually know about it. But a lot of people, they have those goals inside, but they don't tell anyone because they're afraid of what other people are going to think about them. But,
exactly.
You know, when you go out there, if you tell everyone in the office, tell all your friends, all your family, then it's
mm-hmm.
like, it's like burning the bridges behind you. There's no escape. You know,
people
are going to know if you didn't do what you said you were going to do.
Right. Yeah. I actually have a friend of mine from high school. We kind of lost touch and, you know, reignited our friendship on Facebook, and she's trying to lose 100 pounds, and she's been telling me about this, you know, for months. And finally I said, Jen, why don't you start a blog? Why don't you use Facebook and Twitter and all the social media to get your own support system rallying behind you? And, you know, I've gone on TV and done television interviews about this as well, using social media as your cheerleader, as your support system, because once you put it out there and once you're asking for support, you know, people love giving thumbs up or giving motivational comments or saying, hey, great job, you know, and who doesn't like hearing that, you know? So my friend actually started her blog and, you know, posts on Facebook, posts on Twitter, and she's getting a lot of positive feedback and encouragement from, yes, her friends, but also, you know, random people that have found her on the web. So that's a great point. Really vocalizing your goals and putting it out there
mm-hmm.
is really key.
Absolutely. And I think social media is a great way now. I mean, it's free. You know, it's what helped the revolution in Egypt and in the Middle East. And, you know, it's
right.
such a powerful tool, and yet it can be applied to something as simple as losing 10 pounds, is getting that flat stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. Great. Well, tell us a little bit more about, you know, your website and kind of what you do and how you help people.
Sure. So my website, it's brand new. It's stepitupwithsteph.com. That's Step It Up with Steph, S-T-E-P-H. And what do I do? So a few things. One, I do television and radio interviews with this whole, like, you know, holistic concept in mind. So I really talk about the mental side of getting in shape and sticking to a workout plan or a healthy eating plan. And I also am a firm believer in, you know, getting fit and being healthy anywhere, anytime. So, you know, and making it fun. So I have, you know, Halloween workouts, Christmas present ab workouts, you know, ways to eat healthy when you're at summer barbecues this past summer, you know, just like little tips and kind of tricks that you can do to be more, you know, as a whole in your whole life, holistically more healthy and fit. Along with the television and radio, I also do, I have my weekly newsletter that I send out. If you go to stepitupwithstuff.com, you can go on the right-hand corner and click Step It Up. And I send out free workout videos and all of these little tips along with my blog posts. And then here in Chicago, I work with high-powered females, so, you know, executives of companies or attorneys or doctors, and I go into their homes and I do in-home yoga, Pilates, personal training, and body image and confidence coaching with them. So a lot of them are, you know, really busy and have families and may travel a lot. So I come to them and kind of, you know, bring the workout to them, the mental and the physical workout. And then I also offer one-day intensives for people not from Chicago or who just want like a full day with me to go over any, you know, body image and confidence issues. And also we videotape your workout so you can follow them on your own. So I really kind of, you know, offer something for everyone. I also have a 30-day workbook, 30 Days to Love Your Body and Your Life, and it's an instant download. It's all mental exercises, and it's accompanied with 30 videos with me discussing each of the 30 days. So that's been really powerful because, you know, women around the world are able to access what I'm doing and just download it to their computer. And it's really, you know, unlike anything else in the health and fitness industry because I'm really focusing on the mental side of things. And I've gotten so many positive feedback, so much positive feedback and results from that. So I'm really happy with the workbook.
Awesome.
I know that's kind of a lot. Do you have questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, share some stories with us because I think one of the keys to reprogramming your subconscious, like what we've been talking about, is to see other people do it. Because the truth is that if anyone can do something, then you can do it too, because we're all just human beings with the same struggles and challenges and weaknesses. So let's talk about some stories and that can really inspire people, you know, stories from your clients that successes they've had.
Sure. So in regards to even just the workbook, which isn't even any, you know, private time with me, I've had people tell me that, you know, hey, Steph, I just got your workbook. I'm only on day 5. I haven't been to the gym in 2 years. But even after just 5 days of doing the workbook, like I'm realizing that I've been the only one standing in my way of going to the gym and working out. So this woman, she didn't think she could even afford a gym membership. That was another thing that was holding her back. But she realized that she was the only barrier in preventing herself from getting a gym membership. So she went to a gym, signed up for a year-long gym membership, and even signed up for personal training. And now she's training to compete in a martial arts competition at the end of the year. So she found even, you know, a part of fitness that she's now so passionate about that she's training 5 days a week for, you know, when like 6 months ago, she wasn't even going to a gym or working out on her own. So just, you know, getting like email after email from this person who I never even had met is just really inspiring. And I think I have her on my website too, sharing her story with others. And then I've had, you know, other people email me after the first day of going through the workbook saying that they, you know, are so happy they found this and they cannot believe the possibilities that they're seeing for themselves, you know, on a whole new level with this new way of thinking. So just, you know, that's really, like, inspirational for me, too, when I'm creating content because I love hearing how people are benefiting from something like this workbook, you know, when I'm not even in person with them. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and that's my favorite part of being, you know, a nutrition coach and a health coach is just seeing the results that people get when they, you know, just make those changes that they've been wanting to make for so long but have been putting off. And when
exactly.
You can inspire someone to step it up, like you say, step out the step, right?
Right.
And it's just so inspiring. It's so awesome to see someone make those changes and to just be so grateful for the support that you gave them. It's really gratifying.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And, you know, every day when I go to a client, I'm, you know, humbled because someone new every day will say, wow, like, you know, you really changed my life in that regard. Or I don't know what I would have done without you. I've had clients who, you know, suffered from insomnia like myself. Or, you know, they used to be sick all the time, and I started working with them. And, you know, even just earlier this week, one of my clients said, this is the first time that I slept throughout the night for more than 6 hours since my children were born, you know, starting 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And, you know, she was like, and this is all because of what we've been doing. You know, the in-home yoga and Pilates and personal training that I was doing with her, you know, has really impacted her. So for someone to say, you know, that they've had such a great night's sleep, you know, that's just one aspect of this. But then also for people, you know, who've tried everything to lose weight, you know, diet after diet for decades, literally decades, Tom. And then, you know, I start working with them and it's like, you know, we're changing their eating and we're changing what they're doing with their body. But really, you know, they've got the gusto and they've got the will now to really value themselves. And it's not about willpower, but it's about your own personal will to make it happen because you want it for yourself, you know. So just kind of like igniting that passion and excitement, especially, you know, almost every client of mine who we go in, I go into the gym with, after a couple of weeks, they're like, wow, I don't even know who I am because I actually like working out. You know, whereas for the past few years, they've been a couch potato. You know, so it's really interesting to see, you know, the deeper work that's going on here with everyone that you work with. So.
Absolutely. It's just so awesome to see those changes and, you know, it just feels so good, you know, to help people.
Right. Right. Exactly. And then, you know, they're able to better help their families. They're better able to, you know, produce at work or find things that they're passionate about. You know, it's like this is all, I'm really happy for them too, but I'm making them happier or I'm helping facilitate their happiness so then they can spread more happiness and help other people. You know, so it's like a cycle of kind of like giving that we're involved in. So it's great.
That's so true, you know, and you don't have to be a fitness trainer or a nutritionist or a doctor to help someone with their health or to inspire them to get started on a workout plan. You know, if you're listening to this right now and you go make those changes for yourself, you can inspire your friends to make those changes too, and you can have, you know, you can be the one that changes their life and that touches their life and that makes a difference in their life.
Right, exactly, yep.
Well, awesome. Yep. Well, Stephanie, I know you've touched so many lives today with your message, and I just want to thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Tom. My pleasure.
Hey there. It's Tom Corson-Knowles again. Hope you really enjoyed the show today with Stephanie. Wasn't that incredible? Come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com for more amazing health, nutrition, and fitness education. We're here absolutely to support you and help you and to give of our time and our expertise and our energy for you. So wishing you an absolutely incredible day. Make it a great one. Take care.